Our first presentation is by Susie Poling. She is a conceptual photographer who has developed her aesthetic with experimental sound art, installation, fiber art, and performance. While attending Columbia College of Chicago, she managed a photography, drawing, and writing program called Snap 5 for 5 years with teens in Chicago's Wicker Park, and currently collaborates with Ars Subterranea from New York. As a resident of the San Francisco Bay Area, she works as an exhibiting artist, editorial photographer, and youth instructor. Poling is a previous artist in residence at Bemis Center for Contemporary Art and is represented at ZG Gallery in Chicago, where she currently has an exhibition. Susie will present work created with youth from the Columbia Park Boys and Girls Club. Together, they explored the stories and experiences of the Mission District, Japanatown, and Chinatown neighborhoods. Using photography, sound, creative writing, word, and video, youth created a multidisciplinary installation of their documentations and experiences at the club and at Southern Exposure. Susie?
Hello, everybody. The project that I did was called Nomads and Homesteaders. It began basically the students were going to be going around the city and interviewing different people in different neighborhoods. pardon me, I'm just really nervous speaking in front of people. So, basically what I had brought in the beginning was different types of, like, just breaking down, like, basic origins of technology and how we can look at them as a object or symbol. So like, and just breaking down things too in like simple geometric shapes. And so I brought in a bunch of flashcards, like the telephone, the locomotive, also talking about like simple symbols like animals, things that we find within just like history, and basically kind of just like breaking it down a little bit. We took, let's say, pictures of the locomotive and just started tracing images and just looking for the simple shapes. Like, let's get back to the basics here. Like, how did all this technology really expand? You know, expanded with the locomotive coming out across, you know, California. What's happening with, like, what's the first invention, or, you know, the wheel? It's like, how did, what did that then progress into? So just kind of like just simplifying things into like a symbol, a shape. So they're tracing the images. So I brought in various, we definitely talked about different art movements, such as the Situationist, and just talking about psychogeography and looking for various symbols, just looking for ways to navigate. Also, I'm a bit really influenced by R.T. Graham and arthropods, and this is a lot more sculptural than anything that we really explored. And I also think of like arthropods. I mean, obviously arthropods is you know, very much stems from insects and the basic, you know, geometric shapes of you know, arthropods. So. Sorry about the technology here. It's a little it's a little out of order here. But anyways, so then what we started to do was we started exploring the city and going into different neighborhoods, the students. So basically the idea or the objective was to get them out of the Boys and Girls Club, to not just stay there in their immediate community, and to explore different neighborhoods and to kind of examine what, you know, how people live, the connections that we can make, the differences that we see. We went into a lot of stores. We also talked about just basic, you know, types of like consumerism. What is our society? How is it structured? so this is a photograph from Chinatown, and then let's see, this is one of the students. And their pictures. Okay. Then they got. This is also, basically, a culture or like the youth that was there is like completely influenced by video games. It was like every moment was, okay, let's put away the video game. How can we look for, let's put away the iPod and all of that stuff. So it kind of created this really interesting way in terms of how to reach the students and how to educate and how to connect. And so even like the simple pictures of, let's say we're in Japantown and let's look at this iconic structure and the shapes in it and stuff like that. And it's like they want to turn it into something that then looks like a video game, which I thought was kind of interesting. And here are the students and our travels. I'm just going to scroll through some of their photographs. We also pointed out the different, we kind of broke it down too as terms of like, okay, let's think of this as a cultural organization. How can we, like, what are the different things that we want to look for? What are the signs? What are the symbols? It definitely kind of came into more of like an allegorical type dialogue. So, and where do we, like, what connections do we see in the different areas? So, or different neighborhoods, excuse me. So, yeah, it's just thinking of imaging, how to, like, focus on imaging, and talked about, like, different myths, like, mythology relating to various animals, and then also, like, a lot of consumption, consumerism. Here was our legend that we made for the installation. Eventually I'll show you those pictures. So just kind of broke it down to what did they find. And the symbols could be, I mean, it could vary from project to project, but this is what we specifically found. So the cities, the temples, the swords, animals, what were the landmarks, what animals did we find, what was the animals did we find, what was the food that were in the photos that they found. And then what we had done was, it basically was two different parts of the project. The first part was they made different symbols, or excuse me, different plaques. They were made out of wood. And that was definitely like an identity piece for them. They did their own individual plaque, which were made of wood and colored with paint. And then the second part was a map that we created at the Boys and Girls Club, Columbia Park Boys and Girls Club, which is a permanent installation. And the basically what we did with that was picked colors, which were then blue and gold, the California state colors. This is the main structure on the wall. And then we were like, then we looked in the pictures, what is connecting with each image? What colors do we see? So we see a lot of blue, red, yellow, and well, the gold was the background, so, but we used blue twice. So we then connected different, like, color lines to connect each picture from the various neighborhoods. So I'll show you, and it'll make a little bit more sense. But, and this is stuff that they came up with. What did blue represent? Hope and life. Red, the pulse, the veins. Yellow, light and energy. The gold is prosperity. So that kind of gave them a little structure. These are not the best documentation here, but these are the some of the plaques that they had made. And then this is the wall at the Boys and Girls Club. Let's see, I have other ones here. So then they were, you can see then the lines connecting from the various images to kind of give them a sense of navigation. It's definitely like this stuff, I mean, it's very, it's extremely visual, I would say more than anything else. And it's kind of like, I see it too as like, it's almost like a fantasy that they were, like, this is the kind of world that they wanted to describe and things that they wanted to point out. So this was a flyer from the show. And this is an interesting picture that one of the students made. It's just, you know, taking a picture in Japantown and then, like, turning it into this, like, isolated object. And again, it looks, I thought it looked a lot like something you'd see in a video game. And then here's some of their, I guess it's slang in Town Himalayas. It's something that, and that's about it. Thank you for bearing with the technology here.